Welcome to Torah Macha Machshava, Cultivating Connection with the OU Women's Initiative. Torah Macha Machshava is dedicated by Suzette and Michelle Allen and family in memory of Paul and Ilse Besch and Gabriella Besch Allen of Munich, Germany, and in the memory of the Louvre family of Pasewalk, Germany. May their neshamos each have an aliyah as we learn together. My name is Tzivi Zuckerman, and today we're introducing our new series, Cultivating Connection, an exploration of how to develop connection with ourselves, with others, and with Hashem, based on the teachings of Rav Shlomo Volpa. Now, I'd venture to guess that most of us don't walk around consciously feeling lonely. We're busy, surrounded by people, by noise, by life. But have you ever had the experience where you really click with someone? You have an amazing, deep conversation, and you walk away feeling full, alive, almost glowing. Or maybe you've been completely absorbed in a piece of music or standing before a breathtaking sunset. And for a moment, it's like you become part of it. Those moments of deep connection feel amazing, right? They fill something inside us that we didn't even realize was empty. But most of the time, we're so distracted that we barely notice our existence. And then when we do experience that connection, we realize, wow, there's something missing, something we're all longing for. The American Declaration of Independence talks about the pursuit of happiness, and pursue what we do. We run and we run, but somehow we never quite catch it for long. And maybe that's because what we're really chasing isn't happiness, it's connection. On a deeper level, it's not happiness we want, it's wholeness. It's that feeling of being connected to something bigger, to someone else, or even to ourselves. And what's fascinating is that neuroscience and psychology have been catching up to what the Torah has always told us, that we're literally hardwired for connection, that it's rooted in the deepest part of who we are. Rav Volpa explains that creation itself is built in pairs, heaven and earth, man and woman, body and soul, and the goal of creation is shleimus, the completion, convergence, and connection of these complementary parts. Ibn Ezra, in his commentary on Devarim 30:19, says, "Ki hachayim heim la'ahava." Love and connection are the very purpose of life. Rav Volpa calls the world of Torah the olam hayedidas, a world of connection. The word yedidus, or yedid in Hebrew, is made up of the words yad and yad, hand in hand, symbolizing warmth, closeness, and relationship. The Torah's entire system is designed to cultivate connection between us and Hashem, between us and others, as well as within ourselves. The Ramchal in Das Gunos explains where this all originates. Our souls yearn for connection because they originate in Hashem himself. The neshama's deepest desire is to return to its source, to reconnect with Hashem. So even our drive to connect with others really comes from our underlying desire to connect with Hashem. And the key to that connection, the real secret, isn't found in late night heart-to-hearts or self-help books about relationships. It's in the very concept of a mitzvah, a divine command. We'll talk more about that when we explore connection with Hashem in a future session. But here's something fascinating. Even though connection with Hashem is our ultimate purpose, the process of cultivating connection, the practical path of avodah, of our inner work, begins inside of us. It starts with inner connection. Connection with self is the foundation for all other connection. And if you think about it, what that means is that all of the disconnection that exists in the world, on the global stage, between people, within communities, families, disconnection from Hashem, it all begins inside of us. Rav Volpa calls this force of disconnection the koach hazaras, the force of estrangement, of separation. And this zaras, this disconnection inside of us, is what gives rise to fear, anxiety, isolation, self-centeredness, and even violence and cruelty. Dr. David Rosmarin, a Harvard-based researcher and an observant Jew, has actually developed a clinical program based on our Volbus framework, using this model of connection and disconnection to treat anxiety and depression. So yes, the Koach HaZaras, the force of disconnection, lives inside of us. But ironically, that can be empowering, because if disconnection starts inside of me, then connection can start there too. But what does that mean, to be connected with myself? We know what it feels like to be connected with someone else, but self-connection, that's a little harder to define. And that's exactly where we're going to begin. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll explore three dimensions of connection: connection with self, connection with others, and connection with Hashem. After each segment, we'll come together for a live Zoom workshop to discuss, reflect, and integrate these ideas in a meaningful way. As we begin this journey, you might want to keep a notebook handy to jot down reflections as we go. And as you go through the next few days, pay attention to your inner world. What does inner connection mean to you? What does it feel like when you're aligned with yourself, when you're connected inside? That's where we'll begin, with inner connection. I'm so looking forward to learning and growing together. Thank you for joining me.